Once again, it's good to be with you on this second day of our explanation here at Kosciuszko at Magnolia Bible Center about why and how to set up a training school program, which is a little extra from your regular Bible school program, to train those who will desire to preach the gospel, fill in for you, do service for you, go out to local congregations needing a preacher sometimes and fill in, and learning how to put together sermons and materials. And that's our study today as we go to one of the favorite things that happened to me, and that is the availability of the internet and the availability of a computer. Computer use began a long time ago, and we've been able to save some materials. Bible bulletins, for example, for the local church, they are available to us year in and year out, articles that were written. Sometimes they're chosen to be revised a little bit. Sometimes they're chosen just as they were back yonder in 1991 or two. But nevertheless, that's availability that we wouldn't have otherwise unless we went to a file cabinet and drew out paper files for that. And of course, I do have those file cabinets, and I do have paper files that go back a long, long way. In 1965 and 66, I was a student at Freed Hardeman College in Henderson, Tennessee. Went up there from Kosciuszko, Mississippi, where I had preached in Kosciuszko. I had preached, filled in sometimes for Paul Sparks there at Kosciuszko Church of Christ, but also was able to preach Sunday by Sunday at the Nile congregation of the Church of Christ there in the southern part of the county, Itala County. I also preached some on Sundays in regard to the congregation at Carthage, Mississippi. And also went in and filled in sometimes over at Philadelphia as the Estes family was over there and invited me to come and speak there. And then filled in a good bit at the Durant Church of Christ when the meeting place was actually in the courthouse there on Main Street in Durant before they got their building. And their building is a nice facility. And Brother Sparks, by the way, made his way toward Durant to live there and preach there and work with people there later on after his days in Kosciuszko and after his days of working with me. Later on, he went to Indianola, Mississippi, and that's there where I contacted him coming out of Freed Hardeman to ask about possible congregations looking for a young gospel preacher. And, of course, the Ruval congregation accepted me, and I was out of work for just a couple of weeks, and I was full-time there. When I left out of Kosciuszko and went to Freed Hardeman, I was off of preaching the gospel just 1 week. The Milledgeville Church of Christ accepted me, and I went out there to work with them. The Williams family and others were a big part of that congregation, and I enjoyed very much preaching there while I was in school at Freed Hardeman. But again, back to my computer ideas. Here is a particular article that was addressed, and the thoughts of it were addressed by Brother Al Franks. He asked me a couple of years ago to fix up three lessons that I had used in the past 57 years of trying to preach. And so I wrote the following article that I think will be of benefit to you. I'm reading it off the computer line. It's on a screen here in the Cecil May Jr. Academic Building. And we're recording this morning on this Tuesday, my mother's birthday, actually, October 16th, 2018. It's a joy to share with you three precious lessons which I have shared with former student preachers for over 50 years. Paul Sparks was my wonderful mentor, and I began in August of 1960, and I learned from him to make notes as I go through life. I'm glad I have. Here are three valuable lessons. First, be a personal worker for the Lord. By doing this, I analyze methods and scripture to use so that better teaching can be done. By thinking ahead, I prepare for the study to get underway. It's a joy to work along with the student as a verse is analyzed as its to its words and its proper definition, and then move on to the context wherein the verse is found. Patriarch context, Mosaic context, or Christian dispensation, for example. And I could then make the proper application to myself and to the student in the study. Personal growth would occur as this study to be approved occurs, which is what God told Timothy to write, or Paul to write to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved before God, a workman who needs not to be ashamed, handling aright the word of truth. It is rightly dividing the word of truth when we do that as regarding the definition of words and the context in which those words are found. Making that application to our lives today, we can be stronger people in spiritually growing in the ways of the Lord. A second part of that article was, use questions to carry on studies as Jesus did in his ministry. Often he used this method, which prolonged the study in a less defensive manner. Consider John's baptism. Whence was it? From heaven or from men? Matthew chapter 21, verses 25 through 27. Those replied, we cannot say, to which Jesus said, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. The question was first used, and later the statement. It was a tense situation, but Jesus led the conversation into fuller study using a question to them. Now it's a result for you and me to utilize the opportunity that we have to ask questions, and as a result of that, to be in fuller study with individuals. It results in not being always rejected, although they rejected him on this occasion. It results in people studying further. They knew the correct answer, but they would not agree to accept that answer in their hearts. The third part, after be a personal worker, use questions to proceed in the studies with people. The third is always base your sermons on the needs of people. I never run out of sermon topics or scripture. God thought we needed 66 books of the Bible, and each one gives us chapter by chapter and verse by verse a special lesson which can be applied. People have special needs which are topics for others and needing to be taught also. And as we preach to people about the needs of facing truth and falsehood, patience and anger, complacency, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the judgment, hope and joy, the church, we will help those in the audience to become aware and have conviction about what God wants in their lives. My opportunity to begin preaching in 1960 was quickly based. I was a local member at the Nile Church of Christ, south of Kosciuszko. Then preached at Carthage and Durant. When I went up to Fried Hardeman, I mentioned about preaching at Milledgeville, Tennessee. When I came out of that particular area and going to Delta State over in Cleveland, Mississippi, I picked up the job at Ruval, Mississippi, and preached there 10 years, 2 5-year times, and separated by the congregation which was at just south of Tupelo, Oklahoma. But the opportunity to preach there at Ruval was over a 2 times 5 years, 10-year period of time. I enjoyed the people of the Delta a lot. Moving on to Batesville, in 1978, in July the 1st of 78, we located at Batesville. For the next 35 years, I, my wife, and family were all a part of the Batesville congregation. And now, after that 2-year time has come and gone, around 2012, we began the process of moving up to Crockett, out from Senatobia, Mississippi, on Highway 4, and thus the work being done. Miss Jane and I have been married 50 years this year, and as a result of this time, we have 2 sons, Bobby and Brooks, both living in Alamo, Tennessee, and both working in schools up that way, but also preaching. Bobby is preaching at the local congregation there in Alamo, and Brooks is able to fill in anywhere at any time they ask him, that he's got time to do it. he can fill in a good lesson. Our daughter Beth Rawson married Greg Ledbetter, and they live in Brandon, Mississippi, and she teaches school, works with schools in guidance counseling and the like, and social work out at the Puckett School, just south of Brandon. There are 5 living grandchildren, Will and Ella Grace. They're 17, and they, at this time, 2018, they are juniors in high school at Crockett County High School there in Alamo, Tennessee. And Jack and Garrett are 12 and 11. They live there in Alamo, of course, and they're part of the elementary school and the middle school there in Alamo. And Olivia, the little daughter of Beth and Greg, is in a special school, Magnolia Speech School, there in the Jackson area out of toward Clinton. And she'll be 5 years old in December of 2018, Lord willing. What a blessing it is to have the opportunity to preach and to teach the gospel, and to have these 3 lessons I've learned through the years to be shared with others by way of the Magnolia Messenger back in 2017. The opportunity to be a personal worker as you go through early life, to use questions to talk to people about the gospel and the Bible and the teachings of the Bible, and to base your sermons and teachings and articles that you write in bulletins and the like on needs. Needs that exist so that you can identify those needs and speak to them using a concordance, using Bible dictionaries, using lessons that others have written and published and put into their bulletins and various other ways of publishing articles and putting them into book form. And from those needs, address those things and see the interest of people out in the audience. This is from a particular article by the internet entitled 3 Lessons in 57 Years, addressed in April the 29th, 2017. Now, there are a number of other things that we can do in life, and I want to share those things with you now in regard to the internet, and how we can go to some good places in the internet that will really be of help. Now, I know you can't see the connection to the internet site here and listening to this, but you can hear where it's located and what goes on with it, and you'll benefit from it. If you'll go to your Google and type in Apologetics Press, you'll have wonderful material regarding Christian evidences by Apologetics Press. You will benefit from it in a wonderful and good way. It'll be a good thing to be a student and Apologetics Press, APOLOGETICS, capital Press, PRESS. Get your material about Christian Evidence Series and reject atheism, the disbelief in God, as you go forth in life. There's another particular area that I particularly enjoy through the years, and that is to go to the area where you can do Bible studies. And Bible studies are made available to you by way of listening as well as reading material. Listening, oh yes. Up in McMinnville, Tennessee, there's a radio station up there that day by day presents gospel preaching to be done. There are an awful lot of men that are there that are available to you, and WSOJ.net is the location for the East Men Church of Christ up there in Tennessee. When you go to Google and you type in capital letters WSOJ.net, N-E-T, radio, you will have this available to you. You'll be able to go back years and years ago to the people who have already passed away and yet hear a sermon that they presented that Brother Dykus up there has available to you, and it's on that radio station, but you can get it by way of the internet program and listen to it, record it, use the particular material in an audience of people in your Bible class, benefit particularly from you as you learn that material and preach the sermon about that particular subject that they preach about. People like N.B. Hardiman, who was one of the founders of this work at Freed Hardeman College in Tennessee. You can hear him and availability to him. You can hear my old friend C.W. Bradley. He's passed away a few years ago, but oh, what a wonderful man and studies that he did. He worked up in the Carolinas for a long time, and then down in Memphis, Tennessee for a long time at the Olive Branch Church of Christ. He preached for quite a while too. And C.W. Bradley can be seen right there at WSOJ.net. You can hear Johnny Ramsey. And Johnny Ramsey was a student, oh my, of the Bible. He was a walking Bible as he spoke things, and his memory was of Bible verses and places and events. Johnny Ramsey, you can hear him speak. And you can follow along and get all of the 6 studies that he did through the Scripture to get from Genesis to the book of Malachi, from Matthew to the book of Revelation with Johnny Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y. Johnny Ramsey. That is a wonderful sight, and I enjoy listening to the materials, even of those that have gone on before. There are those that are very sick right now. Paul Meacham Jr. is very sick, but he's been a wonderful student and a wonderful teacher, as was his dad before him, and as his son Michael is now. Paul Meacham, M-E-A-C-H-A-M, is available right there on WSOJ.net. There are several dozens of lessons that he presented that are there recorded, and he will go on and on. The opportunity to go on and on can be when you record something that you preach and teach. Perhaps it'll be that someone in your family or some of your friends will enjoy having that availability of what you've preached and taught back through the years to come to be in their possession. Even after you're gone, you can still teach them and they'll hear your voice as you speak to them. What about study.net? What about that particular idea of going to a place where you can study the Scripture? Studylight.org is the place. Studylight, StudyLight.org. Oh my, what a good place to be. You can find various commentaries there. You can find various concordances there. You can find a variety of statements made by historians there. Studylight.org. It's available to you at one spot. When you click at one place, you can go to the navigator column over there to your left or to your right, and you can click on the commentary that had reference to that particular verse that you're reading and studying. And you'll not lose it. You can come back to it by your arrows up there at the top of your page. You can come back to it, or you can go forward with another one. You can have a half a dozen of different Bible verses and Bible studies underway as you look at that and go to those particular sites of studylight.org. What a blessing it'll be to your life to have that kind of study, writing it down and noting it, speaking it into a recorder perhaps, that you will be able to remember as you listen right down the road, listening to. You know, I want to mention this point because it comes to my mind, how valuable it is. I have so many recorders and so many recordings of lessons that I've done and that others have done, that as I ride along on the highway, going to a particular site, a place to visit somebody or to see someone, I'll click that on. It's just as good as hearing from a radio show, a radio program, a radio set of songs or something. Well, you can hear even some old gospel songs that you may have recorded as you go along your way. It's not for public consumption, but it is for personal listening pleasure as you ride along on the highway. You will enjoy that to the fullest, and you'll enjoy it to the great way. If you'd like to come to the Training School for Better Service website, you'll see there what we call it's just a plain Jane site. No reference to my wife, Miss Jane, at all. It's just a plain site. They ask me a lot of times as they work this particular site over in Florida, they've asked me about adding music to the site or adding some other things to the site. And I tell them, thank you, but no thank you. As long as I have 2,000 people to 5,000 people a month coming to our site, Training School for Better Service, TRAINING, School, SCHOOL, For, FOR, Better, BETTER, Service, SERVICE. You will find there the material that we use. You'll find a lot of the organizational materials that we've cited already in this particular study, this particular week. You'll find those things there on various pages of the Navigator column. You'll also find some of the finest writing and finest English grammar by Hugh Fulford in the articles that he writes about his studies and his historical preaching life of over 65 years of time now. And you'll find the opportunity to hear or to read the Johnny Ramsey material that he has there available for you. And you'll be able to see that, and you'll be able to have the material from Eugene Springer, where he puts out every few months, he'll send a wonderful sermon outline that is fitting and good help, and there are dozens of them on that site right now at Training School for Better Service. You can learn how to better your writing of a particular outline by way of Eugene Springer's right there, Training School for Better Service. Not only that one, but go to the Crockett MS Church of Christ website. Crockett MS Church of Christ website. What is that site? Well, Crockett MS, C-R-O-C-K-E-T-T, MS Church of Christ website. You'll find that opportunity to be a person who really enjoys the verbal audio lessons that are preached and presented. Even this material right here that I'm presenting to you now will soon be made available to those who come learning how to set up a school and do a better job in doing the work of helping out people to be identified, people to know. And so it'll be a joyful thing to be a part of Crockett MS Church of Christ website. The lectureships that are done and the discussions that are held are a part of the Crockett MS Church of Christ website too. You can go to the Navigator column on your right at that site. You can go down and you can click on that particular section of interest to you. Sermons that I've done about the Holy Spirit, sermons I've done about the church, sermons I've done about sin, sermons I've done about error, sermons I've done about this particular part of how to set up a school, setting up a school, and being able to help people to become better preachers and teachers and personal workers. Well, that's all on that particular site. And as you click that particular set of words, topic, to your left, there come up a whole bunch of those presentations. Even this presentation I'm doing to you today on October the 16th, 2018. What a blessing it can be for you to be a part of the internet site and go to these particular locations that I've identified to you today and enjoy written material, enjoy commentaries, enjoy concordances and Bible dictionaries. You can enjoy listening to preachers from days gone by. You can enjoy listening to presentations from CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. Thank you and beginning with us this particular study today. May it be a blessing to your life. This is Robert Rawson speaking to you.